Tana mi tashmish. I mean, don't put my wife and your wife into pain by not having tashmish with them. So mashmish, having tashmish is called hano, and not having them is called an inui. Vayta v'yimtikach mitzoris. And who I don't want you to marry otherwise. Rashi is v'yoy. First Rashi, lahashpes oinosin. First is I don't want you to stop having oino, but not to be with them. And second, Lovin wanted that hishviyoy kemashmo shloyesav lemtzoris. Don't marry otherwise. For the Gemara, no. V'yema idi v'idi mitzoris. Maybe both imtanem, v'yimtikach, both means from tzoris, not having otherwise. Don't give my daughter's pain by marrying otherwise. In other words, it's like explaining itself. What does it mean, imtana? What does it mean, don't give them pain? By imtikach, by taking otherwise. For the Gemara, miksev imtikach. So it says, if they take, that maybe means to explain what imtana means. V'imtikach siv. It says, end. Mashm another thing. Like Lovin told Yaakov two things. One thing is, don't give inui. Don't give pain to my daughters. And secondly, don't marry otherwise. So you see the first thing of imtanes benoisai means not to give pain to them by not having tashmish with them. Maybe both means taka not to marry otherwise. Mitzoris. And it's not explaining it, but there are two different ways of not having otherwise. Maybe chad letzorosi day. In other words, Lovin gave each one a shivcha. There's bila and there's upa there. So maybe first he told Yaakov, you stay with Rachel and Leah, they should be Yikr wives, and don't go to the Shvachas. Don't make the Shvachas Yikr. The Chad, Litzaras, the Yasin, Leah, Mialma. And secondly, Lovin wanted Yaakov not to marry other wives. So maybe both of the Psukim mean Imtane, and Imtikach both mean not to hold with the other wives. Either, don't, the Rashi says, Shilayasa, Bilav, Zupo, Kivirois, Shavas, Lem, don't make them like Leah and Rachel. And that was one thing. And then he timed, don't marry other wives. So maybe both psukim are talking about marrying other wives and not tashmish. And the Gemara, dum yodim tikach. Yeah. Miksev im tikach v'im tana. Does it say, first take and then tana? Im tana v'im tikach siv. It says tana first and then v'im tikach. Now if you're going to tell me that they're both talking about tsaris marrying like somebody else, so v'imtikach for sure means don't marry other wives. Now that's the biggest sorrow. It's much worse for them if he's going to marry other wives than just making the shvachos greater than they are, or shavas with them. So usually when you want to swear somebody, you swear the biggest thing first and then not such a big thing. So if you're telling me now that tikach means not taking other, more wives, and imtana means the four that you have right now, don't make the shvachos equal to rochav aleihem, he should have first said v'im tikach, and then he should have said v'im tana, because the biggest thing is say first. So since he said v'im tana first, mashma that's something by itself, and that's a terrible thing also. So if, like we're saying, v'im tana means he meant to say, don't keep away not to have tashmish with them. And secondly, don't marry other wives. That's the raya that tashmish amitu also means inui. So tomorrow, omalei Rav Papa Labaya. Rav Papa told Labaya, hai tashmish gufa, diikru inui. I have another pasuk that says tashmish, living with your wife, that's called inui. The pasuk says vayishkav oisa vayaneho. It says by Shechem that when Shechem lived with Dina, the pasuk says that Shechem lived with Dina vayaneho, and he gave her a painuk. You see, the inui of having tashmish is called pain. Well, there he did it the wrong. There he did it. Foster. Omel is at the name. Hosa maybe sheina mebias acheres. There the inui means something else, that he didn't have more tashmish with her. Rashi says, "Meviyas acherus shoyis to misava loy. Dina wanted to be more with Shechem. For loy bo leho v'yoynosa v'yomim shom de'etzloy. That and Shechem didn't live with her. So that was the inui. For the shemati sheinu meviyas acherus shebo leh shloik adak. That's what it means. I mean, he gave her pain. He gave her pain taka because Shechem was boil her shloik adak. All right. Tana rabbanim." Also, lirchoitz miksas gufay, kichol gufay. On Yom Kippur, it's also to wash even part of your body, like your body. Not only to take a shower, wash your body, any part of the body is also. Like we spoke out, either it's an issur of the Rabbonin, or else the Ran says it's an issur of the Raisa. And the Rabbonin have a right to explain exactly when the Torah said it. Let's say your hands are dirty. You have schmutz on your hands. Is then rochus kedarkoi. You're allowed to wash your hands. You don't have to be afraid of it. So if you learn only mid the rabbanon, it's very good. The rabbanon said not to wash yourself on Yom Kippur, but they themselves says though, when you're dirty, there will be maker will let you wash yourself. But if you learn as also mid the raisa, how could it be mutter to wash yourself when it's dirt? I am the raisa saucer. That's what we spoke out. That's the way the Ran explains. That these shittas that learned that these five inuyim are rasim midiraisa, it's together the Torah left it up to the Rabbanan to explain the Torah to say when it's asr and when it's muta. So Rabbanan saw fit to say that when your hands are dirty, there will be matzah, we want you to be clean on Yom Kippur. So it's not called like an inyan of tainug, that you're having enjoyment, but therefore we'll let you wash yourself. So the Rabbanan like explained the Torah that the mokim, you have dirt on your hands, then you're allowed to wash yourself. And that's the halacha. Weiter. Also, losoch mixas gufa kol gufa. Sicha, rubbing yourself. It's also to rub even part of your body, one pinky, just like it's also to do the whole body. Let's say a person was sick. Or shehoyah loy chatotim bereshoy. You had like boils on your head. You had like blisters there, and you're scratching it not to give yourself pleasure, but push to take away the pain. Then sach kedarkoi. Then you're allowed to scratch yourself. You're allowed to rub yourself. I mean, v'yena choshes, you're not to be afraid. Same thing. Either the Rabbanim and the Rabbanim is mutter, and as the Rabbanim saw fit to say, the Midiraisa also was mutter. Maratona Devei Menashe. We have Shimon Megamli Leiner, Madicha Isha Yodeho, Yodo Achas, an Isha is allowed to wash one of her hands, Bamayim in water, on Yom Kippur, for Naisenas Pasla Tinik, and she's allowed to feed her child because the nurse, in other words, she wants to wash her hands to make her hands clean before she feeds her son the food. She doesn't have to worry about it. She shouldn't say, "I, it's also to wash in Yom Kippur." For this purpose, it's mutter. So here's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, "Madiches yoda." Why does she want to wash her hands? Lefi sheruach ro sher al alechem hanokochim biyadayim shleinotlam shachris. Rashi's mash because she didn't wash negovasa yet. So Rashi's master, Mikwa din on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash negovasa. The three times you wash your hands in the morning when you wake up to take away the ruach ra, that's also to do on Yom Kippur. Only here in Isha that wants to feed a child bread, so she's going to touch her hands on the bread, so the bread is going to get this ruach ra, and it's going to be harmful for the kid. So then you're allowed to wash your hands. But if you don't want to feed your son bread, you're not allowed to wash negovasa, according to Rashi. V'shei mashei shifta. This shade about negovasa, that's called shifta. That's what Rashi learns. Taisus doesn't like this pshat. Taisus learns, Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, the beloy nesinas pasta tinik mutalito yod of shachris, like we do. And Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, no, you're allowed to wash your hands three times in the morning when you wake up. Even if you don't want to feed your children, Yom Kippurim. T'legor melechluches petit, uvitsaya. It's not worse than we learned. If your hands are dirty, you're allowed to wash off your hands on Yom Kippur. So now that your hands have this ruach ra on them, you didn't wash negovasa yet, pshit, you're allowed to wash them off. So taisa shit there is, you're allowed to wash negovasa in the morning. You're allowed to wash your hands three times in the morning. So why does Alu Gemara talking about now that an isha, before she feeds her son, she's allowed to wash her hands? So taisa says there's a loop shot. Taisa says, Shesheira l'oichel, kishabo litein pasta tinik ben dalad veishonim. Interesting. If you want to feed a kid that's 4 or 5 years old, there's a new ruach ra that goes upon the bread. Unless you wash your hands first. V'chayn kosa, make the kid choke. Im loinoto yodav yoyseshu, if you don't wash your hands first. Because even though you wash your negovas in the morning, still you have to wash your hands a second time. So Tzai speaks out, Rebbe Zoy, how come we don't do like that? Nobody's mocked me now in the middle of the day to wash your hands before you feed your kid. So Tzai says, Ma sh'erle me nizorim achshav v'zeh. This ruach ra doesn't apply to us as manas anymore. Just like we're not afraid of zugos anymore and gilui, you're allowed to drink water that was left open overnight. So therefore, this ruach ra doesn't apply anymore. So kol porim teis learns al gemara is a new type of ruach ra. It's something wrong that when you want to feed your kid that's 4 or 5 years old, you have to wash hands before you give him bread. Therefore, the Gemara says, on Yom Kippur, the Isha is allowed to wash her hand. Because it's Omru Olov al Shammai Azokin. It was said about Shammai Azokin, Shalai Rotsa Lahachol Biyod Yachas. He did not want to have to wash his hand on Yom Kippur, so he didn't want to feed his kids food. He didn't want to wash his hand. The Gozer Olov and the Chom Dem were Gozer on Shami Azoki, no. Lahachol b'shtei yadayim. They made him feed his kids with his two hands, then he's going to have to wash both hands. In other words, teach him the halacha. Now, my time, what's the reason why are you supposed to wash your hands before you give them bread to eat? Am Rabbayim Mishum Shifta. Mishum this Ruach Ra, this Malach, this Mazik, called Shifta is on the bread or on your hands. So the Rashi learns it means when we wash hands in the morning, that's the Ruach Ra. And the way Tosfos learns is something special that comes upon when you want to feed your 4 or 5 year old kid a bread, this Mazik comes there. And it doesn't go away unless you wash your hands first. Tana Rabbonim, look at the verse like this. If somebody's going on Yom Kippur and he wants to visit his father, or he wants to go visit his Rebbe, or he wants to go in front of somebody that's greater than him, Lav Dafka's Rebbe, another Talmud Chacham he wants to go visit, is Oiver at Savor B'mayim, even though there's a river in between, and the Rebbe lives on the other side, your father's on the other side of the river, so you allow the Mamish walk through the river, even though the water Mamish comes up to your neck. V'yena Choshesh, even though there's an Isser Lechitze, not allowed to wash yourself, but this is not called the washing that you're enjoying. This is called you want to go someplace. You're allowed to walk through the water to get there. Iboilu. And Befrat, you're going with Dvar Mitzvah. You want to go see your father. You want to go see your Rebbe. But Talmud Chochem. What about the opposite way, though? Iboilu. Harav Eitzel Talmud Mai. What about if a Rebbe wants to go visit his student? What's going to be the halacha then? Toshema. The Yom Rav Yitzchok Bar Bar Chona. Ano Chazitzel Ziri. I once saw Ziri. The also legabe Rav Chia Barashi Talmidei, that Ziri the Rebbe went to his Talmud and he went through the water on Yom Kippur. So you see, even for Rebbe to go to his Talmud is also mutter. Rav Ashi Yomano, Hahu, that story was different. It was Rav Chia Barashi who, the Oz legabe the Ziri Rabbi, it was just the opposite. It was the Talmud that went to the Rebbe. So you don't have a clear writing from this story. The more rova shora levnei eva levei ova yemino leneva v'maya lenture peri. Rova was matter the people that are living on the other side of the river, and that's where they were living. And they had their fields, their peri, their orchards was on the other side of the river. So they wanted to go through the river on Yom Kippur to watch, to be nota, to watch their peri. So he's matter for them. He was matter them to walk through the river on Yom Kippur. That's not called a rechitza shel timing. You're not doing it to enjoy yourself. You're doing it to walk on the other side. Shrash l'nturei peris, peri, shoyil hem padesim b'yev ranor. They had their pardeses, the orchards on the other side of the ocean, the river, and they wanted to walk over it to watch it. They weren't doing business. They just went to watch it. That's mutter. Omalei abaya the rova. Tanya the mestanach, I'll bring your raya to you that that's mutter. Shoyimrei peris, people that their job is to watch the orchards, oivre n'al tzavorim b'mayim. They're allowed to walk even on Yom Kippur. It's up until the neck in water. The ain't choshen, they don't have to be afraid. They're allowed to walk through. So you see clearly it's not called the rechitza shel timing, that's also, this is mutter. So tomorrow, Rav Yosef, Shorilhu, Levnei, Beit Tarbu. Rav Yosef was matter for the Talmidim that lived in this place, Beit Tarbu, Lemerva B'maya, to walk through the river on Yom Kippur, Lemeis Lepirka, to go to the Rebbe, to go to Shir. Rashi, Beit Tarbu means Shem HaKfar. His rubber was matter. The people, the Talmidim, Rav Yosef was matter. The Talmidim living in this city, this town, called Beit Tarbu, to go to the Drosha on Yom Kippur, and they had to walk through the river to get there. V'yena Choshesh. Oh, Lepirkinim. Now, Lemezel LeSherulhu. But to come home after the Drosha, to walk back home, he wasn't matter it. His Amalei Abaya told to Rav Yosef, you should know, in Cain, Atam Achshim Lassim Lavoi. If this is going to be a stock this year, next year they're not going to come. The drash l'shana cheres le'yavoyu hoyav le'yitar to le'aver as a mayin laster. Since the Talmidim will see we can get stuck there, we'll go to a drash. We'll have to stay there the whole day. Won't be able to come home because you're telling me you can't come home on Yom Kippur. You can't walk back through the river, so they're not going to go in the first place. So therefore, the psak should be a smut even to come home. And he could be army some say nechanami shorilu le'nesei v'shorilu le'nezel. He was matter the Talmidim to go to the Shir, even though they had to walk through the river. And he was also matter them, he allowed them to come home. Omalei Abaye. Bishleima lemeisei l'chayim. Bishleima to go, they understand, is to learn Torah, to get chayim. El lemeisei my taima. Why were you matter them to walk home? There's no purpose. Let them stay there. But there it is, because they should, that we wanted to make it easy for them to make sure next year they'll come back again. If the dish will tell them they have to get stuck and they can't come home, they won't come again next year. Rav Yehuda of Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yehuda, Hevi Kaimei Aguda Dinorum. They were standing on the bank of the river. Amavro de Chatzta, on the Mavro of Chatzta, Rashi Mokim Ma'avar Hanor, Mul Chatzta. It was the other side of this place called Chatzta. Hevi Koi Romi Bar Popa Mahagisa. And Romi Bar Popa was on the other side of the river. Is Rabalu Koila. So Rami Bar Popa screamed, shouted across the river, Mahu lemevar lemesla gabaychu lemishol shmaitetom. Am I allowed to walk all through the river right now to come to you to ask you questions in halacha? Omalei answered back, Rabbi Yehuda, Omalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, the Arma Tevayo, they both said that halacha is oiver. You are allowed to walk like we had before. You're allowed to walk with dvar mitzvah. You know you have to walk through water. Ubavado, providing shloyitzi yodo, you can't pick up your hands. Mitachas chafak halukim. You have to make sure your hands always stays down, keeping your like shirt, your jacket down. In other words, you should not come to pick up your jacket. Rashi says, chamachmas tacha mitachas chafas svas halukim, the rim, the hem of your jacket. Lagvia shuvech halukim. In other words, you should not come to pick it up. Al zroyei. There was a boy going through the river, so you want to pick up the bottom of your jacket and put it on top of your shoulders. Plus your jacket shouldn't get so wet. So you want to more pick it up and put your jacket on your shoulders, that's usur. Because even on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk that way. There's an issa carrying. That's called you carrying your jacket. Rashi, the aim of Nira Kamalbush does not look like it like a malbush, like a clothing anymore. El Kinoise Aksaifa looks like you're carrying it on your shoulders. The other Mara we learned it more on Shabbos. Hayoitzi Batalis Mukafelis. If somebody goes out with his towels folded up, al kseifu on his shoulders, b'shabes chayiv chatis. So, mainly when you walk through the river here, you have to make sure you don't pick up the bottom of your jacket to put on top of your shoulders, because that's like you're carrying it, and you're not allowed to carry on your kippah. That's like you can't carry on Shabbos. Masti v'lo Rav Yosef, uvichoyel ki hagav nemishari, is it mutter to go put yourself in such danger to walk through a river up until your neck, even in the weekdays, that mutter, the chur says hakona. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Ve'yomid elef v'ama." He measured 1,000 amos. Ve'yavirenu b'mayim me'afsoyim. This goes, and we'll have later. We had this gemara once before, that from the Kodesh Kedoshim it came out a stream of water, and the first 1,000 amos the stream was very small, and the further and further the stream went, the bigger and bigger the stream got, till it came to a big gigantic river. So it says, first he went out of the Kodesh Kedoshim and he measured 1,000 amos. And he passed over the water. The water at that time only came up to his ankles. That's all. Mikan shemut alavral asoyim. That avad, you let him walk through water that's only up to your ankles. You can walk through it. Then the pasuk says, "Vayomad elif." He measured another 1,000. Vayomad elif. Vayama. Vayomad elif. Vayavrenu b'mayim. Mayim. Mayim Birkoyim. He went over the water that came up ready to his knees. So Mikan Shemutalavar al Ad Birkoyim. You're allowed to go through water even though the water comes up to your knees. Then the boss says Vaita Vayomud Elif Viavirenu Mei Mosnoyim. That he went through the water and he measured another 1,000 amas away, and then the water came stronger and bigger and came up to his thighs. It is Mikan Shemutalavar al Ad Mosnoyim. You're allowed to walk up until even though the water comes up halfway up, still it's mutter. Mikan v'yelch, Mashenkin, after that, the pasuk says, Vayomud elef, he measured more, nachal, ashaliyochol avor. He measured more, and the water was so strong, when it comes more than up than your thighs, more than halfway up, he couldn't walk over it anymore. So you see, once the water comes more than halfway up, it's a danger to walk through. Layochol avor, I can't go through it, the pasuk says. So you see, once the water comes higher than midway up, it's a danger to go through. And the Gemara Amar Abaya, Shani Nachal Rifin, Maya. They were talking about a Nachal, a special river, that river was very strong water. So that water is dangerous to go through. But regular water, calm water, a lake is mutter to go through, even though it's up to your neck. The Mar Yochi Avrenu Besichai, maybe you could walk through it, maybe go through it swimming. Maybe swimming should be good. And the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Talmud Laima, Pasuk says, Ki Go Hamayim Meisochai. My meisochai, what does it mean meisochai? Sheyushit, sheyuta, that he can't even swim. With such strong water, he couldn't swim it. Shekenkur l'shayt asaycha, says like shayt asaycha. So also sochu means like swimming across. He couldn't even swim across. Katana, maybe go across the door in a small ship, a small rowboat. Tamloima Baal Telech Boy. No, you can't go through what the pasuk says. You can't walk through this. Your Baal Telech Boy on the Shayat, that he couldn't go through it. We even with a small rowboat. Yochi Yavrenu Babruni Gedola, maybe with a big ship you go through. Tamloima, the end of the pasuk says no. That see Adir Loyavirenu. Even with a big strong ship, you can't go through this river. Loyavirenu. Is my master Kinatagun Rab Yosef.
Loitozo Bay Bisvina Sayodin, you can't go through with the big fishermen boats, or Bruni Raps in the big ships, Loitoguzenu, cannot pass by this. In other words, through this river that the water goes through by very fast, even these big ships can't go through it. Even the Malachamovas can't go through this river. You see, the Malachamovas can't go through this river. Here it says Shait, and there it says Meshait Boris, and it's talking about the Malachamovas there. See, even the Malachamovas can't go through this river. All right, we'll stop here. We'll see more about this river later on tomorrow's daf.
Yeah, on daf ayin zayin am abeis, the bottom gemara. Amar Rav Pinchas mishun Rav Huna tziporoi from the Huna from tziporoi that mayin hayoytzi mibeis kodesh hakadoshim, the mayin, the little well, the little stream of water that started from the kodesh hakadoshim, is betchila, at the beginning of the flow was doyme lekarnech hagavim. There's a very small flow. He had this gemara in Shkolim. There's a very small flow of water, looks like the carnate, like the horns of a grasshopper. Kivon shegiel lepetach hechol, as soon as the stream continued on and reached the hechol, is nasik nechut shel sesi. It already became the thick already, as the string of sesi they put on the loom, that's the one that goes up.
That goes straight up.
Kivon shegiel ulam, when the water went further already, came to the ulam already, then nasik nechut shel orif. Then it went like a bigger string a little bit, you put across the orif. That string that goes across the loom, that's a little bit thicker than the string that...
Right.
Yeah, Kivan Shagia El Pesach Azorim, as soon as the stream comes to the Pesach of the Azorim, then Nasa Kepi Pach Kotin, it comes the size of a small bottle. That's already how thick the stream of water is. Finally, this is the way we learned. That Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Mayim...